there. Thanks for watching or listening to VIP Boxing's Bell to Bell podcast, episode 165. You're either watching on VIP's own YouTube channel, listen on Spotify or iTunes. Tonight, we're going to look ahead to the VIP show at John Charles Centre for Sport in Leeds on Saturday night. It's the VIP's first ever show on the TalkSport platform. Some big exposure guaranteed. I didn't introduce John Evans in the top there. Sorry about that, John.
Don't worry about me.
For this weekend and all these fights in Leeds. But our special guest tonight, a female boxer who's going to make a professional debut on the bill, was a GB squad member, Jodie Wilkinson. Jodie, thanks for coming on. It's the last few days before your fight. I know you've had a hectic time getting all your medicals done, but you're just about there now, aren't you?
Yeah, just about there. Yeah, I've just got one little more bit to get in, and then hopefully they'll sign it off and I'm good to go.
Did you ever think, we'll go back on what where you all started out. When you started boxing, having played rugby league, for Castleford ladies team, was it?
Yeah, so I finished playing for Castleford. I played one game for him. That's when I broke my ankle. So I went back playing to try and get into the England team to go to the World Cup in Australia, because the England coach had asked for me. So I went back, I played a game. I got asked if I wanted to get invited down to the England training camps. And then the week after, I was training at Cass Tigers, and I broke my ankle, so that was me done.
And how did you start boxing then?
So with rugby, I played it from the age of 6. And up until like 16, 17, like I loved it. I was like just mad rugby. And then it became more of like a social thing then. Kind of lost love for it because they were trying to get more competitive, yet we weren't getting paid or anything. So kind of lost love for it, but I still obviously wanted to play. And I saw it more of a social thing, so I was just like enjoyed more of the eating and drinking, and I ended up putting up a lot of weight on. I think I got up to like just over 100 kilo. So I'd seen a charity event on Facebook, so I took part in one of those just to lose weight to get me back fit to play in my normal position, raise a bit of money for Macmillan Cancer, and that were going to be it, that were the end of it. But as soon as I stepped through the ropes on my fight, I just fell in love with it.
Was it that, Jordy? Did it take actually getting in the ring and having a fight, or did you like the training from the word go?
Yeah, I guess the training, because funny enough, when it was rain, I never trained rugby, not to be big-headed or anything like that, but I knew I'd get picked, so I never trained. And then it got to a point where I was just fighting on field and getting sent off, mainly because I wanted to be first one put food and drink. it was just basically just I was getting sent off most games, and like I was getting booed and stuff. But now and then I was getting cheered on for fighting. So,
before we talk about the card Saturday night, so you're down to about 63, 64 kilos now.
Yeah, about 63 kilo at the moment. So what, nearly 40 stone gone? 40 stone gone.
Well, what position did you play when you said you get back to your normal position in rugby? What position did you start and what position did you end up at?
So I was scrum half, which is like a playmaker in rugby league. And then I went to loose forward and then to prop.
You worked your way forward?
Yeah, prop forward. I played for Yorkshire in one game and ended up getting selected as prop. I was like, oh my God. In fact, I've just sent a guy over that did an interview with me today, some photos of what I was like when I was bigger. Couldn't believe it.
Steve, that's almost like Phil Foden playing centre-half, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah, coming from centre-half to
playmaker ending up at the back.
Yeah, literally.
Obviously, the training, but how did you lose 40 kilos?
I mean, it's come over time. And all happened, in space of a year. I started the charity event just shy of 10 years ago. I think it was October 2014. So, it's just dedication, training, missing out on social events and things like that.
You said you were fighting all the time, getting sent off. What can people expect then, Jody, on Saturday? Does that translate into your fighting style? Are we going to see all-out aggression, or have you learned to like temper that down a little bit with more technique? What can people expect?
Yeah, I guess I'm quite a technical boxer, you know. Believe it or not, I am quite a go forward boxer, but lately I've been going on the back foot, so I guess I can do both. Aggression wise, like I always say to people, like when I was playing rugby, I'd even like on nights out and things when I go to like social events, I'd be the one looking for a fight. And like now, I won't say boo to a goose if someone like tried it on, I'd be saying sorry to them. Do you know what I mean? Like if there were a fight happening in a pub, like or in a, just anywhere, I'd be one that runs away. It's crazy what boxing does, like mentally.
So why was you the kind that would never run away and be up for the fight in the pub or on a rugby pitch? Why would you like that?
Why were I like that?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I was very hot-headed. I can't tell you. It's just, you know, boxing's just transitioned me. I'm like the most placid, calmest person you'd ever meet now.
Do
You
your
don't have
friends see a
anything to prove
difference
now,
in
do
you?
you? You
what, sorry?
Your friends see a difference in you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Absolutely. Then I'm like one's fighting and then going, do you know my mate? And I'm like,
Yeah,
no. I'm not here. That's
you don't have anything to prove now, do you?
it, yeah, that's it. Definitely.
How quickly did the boxing progress? Because she was on the England squad for the Commonwealth Games and he was up at Sheffield with Team GB pretty quickly. So you must have been impressing people straight away.
Yeah, I had my first amateur fight in 2017, January 2017, against a now pro boxer, April Hunter.
Yeah.
And then in the May, I went back playing rugby, like I said, and broke my ankle. So that put me like a year out. In 2018, end of 2018, I won the national like development. And then in April 2019, I won my first ABA championships. Got me GB assessments. Got on them. Then they put me in at 69, for the championships in 21. Won them and then obviously went to Commonwealth Games in 22. So I went to Commonwealth Games with only 18 amateur fights under my belt.
Going.
So sorry, what? Oh, sorry, John.
No, so I was going to say, what do you, when like this the first batch of female boxers that came through, Geordie, we all said the hero and the person we looked up to was Katie Taylor. Has that sort of changed now? Are you looking at people like, I suppose you know people like Ellie Scottney, I suppose you're up at Team GB, or are you looking at Rhiannon Dixon who started from nothing? And as your do you still look up to people like Katie Taylor, or have your idols become this modern breed of fighters we've got?
I don't think I've ever had like a, believe it or not, I don't think I've ever had like a female idol, but that's me in general. Like I gravitate to like the men, like the guys. Like I've you know, I'm friends with a lot of guys, so I guess like Mike Tyson and things like that I look at. But you know, don't get me wrong, Katie Taylor and the rest of them some brilliant for female boxing, and they are a role model, you know, they've done really well for female boxing. What female boxing is now, so you know, I guess she's done really well. In obviously, you know, in inspiring young people, but for me, it was, you know, Mike Tyson. So I always watch Mike Tyson before a fight because I love his like aggressiveness.
Yeah. So, you say you like being, you know, you look up to male boxers. What's it like in that gym? So you got a lot of different characters in that gym, from the trainer Sean to Josh. It's fit. Are you the only? There's only might be one another. Is there any more females in there at the moment?
No, just myself.
Yeah. So what's it like with all them different characters? No, because they're
I
all.
love it. I love it. Well, this is I met Sean. We went for a drink. Well, you know, a pop, another chat, and he were like, "I've had two females in before, and they just haven't been able to act like the banter and the lads and stuff." And I was like, "Oh, trust me, I'll be just as bad as them." And I am. I'm just as bad as them, if not worse. It's stuff I come out with. No filter.
Worse than Sean.
Oh God, I don't know about that. He calls me Ebony, as in Ebony Bridges, and says, "Gonna have to buy me a pair of boobs for
No, did you mix in straight away because of your personality, or did you go in very quiet at first to that gym?
I'm not a quiet person, so no. Yeah, I mean, all lads are—they're very welcoming. Don't get me wrong, even likes of like. These that have achieved high, like Josh and Matt C and Reese, you know, They're all very welcoming, and yeah, they're good lads. They're good. I enjoy it.
Was it a bit like an eye-opening, or you competed at the highest level of female boxing up there at the in the championships and things like that? When you went in and you were like working next to Josh on the bag and you were watching Maxi spar, was it a bit eye-opening thinking, all right, this is serious business now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they put the work in, them lads. And it is a big transition, like from amateur boxing to pro boxing. Like the style of training and what you do, like it's crazy. But it is more beneficial for me and my body type. Like the conditioning work that we do, it just drops off me, does weight. Whereas on GB, I'd be starving myself and things like that, and going in saunas and that. I've never been this light. Like I don't think I've been this light now since 16, 17 year when I first started high school.
Tell us about
Sorry,
sorry.
lads. I've only got 5% left on my phone, so.
Okay,
we'll keep you for
But
another.
isn't
We'll just look ahead to Saturday then. What's it going to mean for you making your debut in Leeds, your hometown?
Yeah, like I've been, I said to a few interviews that I've done today, like when we're on GB, most tournaments are abroad, you know, and family and friends can't get to. Whereas, you know, in Leeds, known as my hometown, because, you know, I'm from Castleford, which is just down the road. You know, all my family and friends can support, and I've said to everyone, so everyone's gonna know it. But it's my birthday as well, so my debut on my birthday.
Good lad, yeah. And I tell you what, he's rolled out the big guns, Steve, hasn't he? Some of VIP's top boys are on this show.
Yeah,
It's
well, that's what I was gonna come
a
to.
good one.
Great, right? Jake Averill's on, possibly for us. He's Jake Averill, Brad Ray, both having four rounders. I think Brad's got a big fight coming up September. Jake, I think, is going to have a title fight September. Travis Walters, who is just knocking out people for fun, he's up against Robin Zamora, who's durable. And let's not forget, the Sean's gym is all beside Jody, Hash Raymond, Jake Goodrich.
Jake.
Anyone else from your gym? Just those who were,
No,
yeah, three
the
of
one
you're
meant to
on.
be, but he's injured, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. And of course, it's the TalkSport platform that which would be good exposure for you, Jody.
Yeah, I only found this out the other day as well, so brilliant, isn't it? I mean, it is up and coming, it's getting bigger, is the VIP boxing, so yeah, it's good to be a part of.
That's brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what, anyone who wants to go get along to John Chow and Charles Centre for Sport, I think it's near Elland Road in Leeds. I don't know, I should know. My daughter goes to university in Leeds, but I don't know that side of
Quite
Leeds.
a comfort way it is.
Hunslet Way, is it? Is that Elland Road Way?
Alan Rose like more Beeston.
Oh, I haven't
Yeah.
got a clue. I don't know Leeds. I just know where Headingley is and all the Hyde Park when my daughter was living. But there you go.
I think you sort of turn left at Elland Road and go that way. I
Well,
think it's
anyway,
that way.
get to John Charles Centre for Sport. Boxing starts about 6:40. I haven't seen the running order, so I don't know what time Jody's on. I think you'll be on a little bit later, being one of the attractions on the show, Jody. But starts at 6:40, or if not, watch it on the TalkSport platform. John, is there anything else you want to add before we sign off for a few weeks break on the pod, and we'll be back at the end of August?
No, I think we're good. Jody's probably got about 1%. She's on a 30-second countdown, so we'll let her get
Thanks.
off, get her
I'll
eye
tell you
test
what,
done.
Jody, we won't keep you anymore. It's been great fun having you on, and
Absolutely.
we'll get you on for a longer chat back end of the year. We'll do an actual format talking different subjects in boxing. Thanks everyone
Definitely.
for watching, listening, and enjoy your summer break, everybody. Thank you.
For all boxing info, news, and latest interviews, amateur and pro, across the north, click and subscribe. VIP Boxing Promotions. Also, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.